Navigating student loan debt. What happens when a borrower dies? What happens to student loan debt when a borrower dies? Dealing with the uncertainties around student loan debt when a borrower dies can be challenging for both the borrower and their loved ones. It is essential to understand the financial implications of student loans for you and your family. Whether you are a family member trying to navigate a loved one's financial situation, a borrower concerned about the future of your debt, or someone planning for the unexpected, this guide will help clarify your options and responsibilities. Understanding your options. Managing student loan debt after a borrower's death. When a student loan borrower dies, their federal student loan debt may be discharged or forgiven, while private student loan debt may be passed on to the borrower's estate. However, if the borrower had a cosigner on a private student loan, the cosigner may be responsible for the remaining balance. This blog post offers a comprehensive overview of what happens to student loan debt when a borrower dies, and the options available to both borrowers and affected parties such as family members, cosigners, or executors. Navigating student loan debt in such circumstances can be complex, making it crucial to understand your options and rights. This blog post aims to equip you with the necessary information to make informed decisions and handle this challenging situation. While each case is unique, we hope the information presented here will empower you to feel more confident and prepared as you tackle this issue. What happens to your student loan debt when you die? Losing a loved one is a difficult experience, and dealing with their debts and financial obligations can make it even more stressful. If your loved one had student loan debt, you may be wondering what happens to that debt now that they're gone. The answer largely depends on whether the debt was federal or private. For federal student loans, the general rule is that the debt is discharged, or forgiven, upon the borrower's death. This means that the borrower's estate won't be responsible for repaying the remaining balance. This applies to both subsidized and unsubsidized loans, as well as loans in default. However, it's important to note that if the borrower had a cosigner on their loan, the cosigner may still be responsible for repaying the remaining balance. On the other hand, private student loans may or may not be discharged depending on the lender's policies. Some lenders may choose to discharge the loan entirely, while others may require the borrower's estate to repay the remaining balance. If the borrower had a cosigner on the loan, the cosigner may also be responsible for repaying the remaining balance. It's important to check with the specific lender to determine their policies on loan discharge after death. Federal student loan discharge. To have the federal student loan discharged, the executor or personal representative of the borrower's estate will need to provide proof of the borrower's death to the loan servicer. This may include a death certificate or other documentation. Once the loan servicer receives the proof of death, they will process the discharge and notify the executor or personal representative of the discharge. It's important to note that in some cases, the loan servicer may request additional documentation or information before processing the discharge. Additionally, the process for discharging the debt may vary depending on the type of federal student loan the borrower had. For example, if the borrower had a Parent PLUS loan, the loan may be discharged upon the death of the borrower or the student for whom the loan was taken out. If the borrower had a federal Perkins loan, the discharge process may be slightly different. In this case, the school that made the loan will be the loan servicer, and the executor or personal representative of the borrower's estate will need to contact the school to begin the discharge process. The school may request additional documentation or information, and it's important to communicate with them throughout the process to ensure that the discharge is processed correctly. For federal Parent PLUS loans that were taken out on behalf of a child, if either the parent or the borrower dies, the loan will be discharged. A surviving family member will need to forward the appropriate documentation to the loan servicer. Such documentation might include an original death certificate, a certified copy of the death certificate, or an accurate and complete photocopy of one of these documents. The loan servicer can provide specific directions on the process. If your loved one had federal student loan debt and has passed away, communicate with the loan servicer as soon as possible to begin the discharge process. While the process may vary depending on the type of loan, providing proof of death and communicating with the loan servicer can help ensure that the discharge is processed correctly and the remaining balance is not the responsibility of the borrower's estate or cosigner. Private student loan discharge. Private student loan discharge policies depend on the lender. Some lenders offer a death discharge, forgiving the remaining balance upon the borrower's death. Others may require the borrower's estate or cosigner to repay the remaining balance. The cosigner's responsibility also depends on the lender's policies. Some lenders release the cosigner from their obligation upon the borrower's death, while others may require them to continue making payments or repay the remaining balance. To start the discharge process for private student loans, the executor or personal representative of the borrower's estate should contact the loan servicer or lender and provide proof of the borrower's death, such as a death certificate or other documentation. The loan servicer or lender will then guide them through the next steps for discharging the debt. Keep in mind that the process for discharging private student loan debt may be more complicated and time-consuming than federal loans, as private lenders have different policies and requirements. Exceptions to discharge. While federal and private student loans may be discharged in some cases, there are certain exceptions that may prevent the debt from being discharged. These exceptions vary depending on the type of loan and the circumstances surrounding the borrower's death. One exception to discharge for both federal and private student loans is if the borrower had a cosigner on the loan. In this case, the cosigner may still be responsible for repaying the remaining balance, even if the borrower has passed away. In addition, some private lenders may have other exceptions to discharge, such as if the borrower was in default on their loan or if they had a specific type of loan, such as a bar study loan. It's important to check with the lender to understand any exceptions to discharge that may apply to your loved one's private student loans. While student loan discharge may be an option for some borrowers who have passed away, there may be exceptions to discharge that prevent the debt from being forgiven. Checking with the lender and understanding their policies regarding death discharge and cosigners can help you better understand the options available to you. Tips for dealing with student loan debt after a loved one's death. Dealing with student loan debt after the death of a loved one can be a challenging and emotional process. Here are some tips to help you navigate this difficult time. Gather information. Gather all the information you can about the loans your loved one had, including the type of loan, the lender, and the outstanding balance. You can typically find this information on the loan statements or by contacting the lender directly. Notify the lender. Once you have gathered this information, it's important to notify the lender of your loved one's passing. The lender will typically require a copy of the death certificate and may also ask for additional information, such as the name of the executor of the estate. Understand your options. As we've discussed, there may be options for discharging student loan debt in some cases. Work directly with the lender to determine if any of these options apply to your situation. Consider seeking professional help. Dealing with the legal and financial aspects of a loved one's death can be overwhelming. Consider seeking the help of a financial advisor or attorney who can guide you through the process and help you make informed decisions. Prioritize your finances. If you find yourself responsible for paying the student loan debt of a loved one after their passing, prioritize your finances and make a plan for how you will handle any outstanding debt. This may involve paying off higher interest debt first or seeking a loan modification or refinancing option. Dealing with student loan debt after the death of a loved one can be difficult. But with the right information and resources, you can navigate the process and find a path forward. Remember to take things one step at a time and seek help when needed. Related questions. How is the process different if the student loan borrower passes away and had multiple student loans with different lenders? When a student loan borrower with multiple lenders dies, each lender has its process to handle the loans. The borrower's representative must contact each lender separately for loan information, making it a time-consuming process compared to having one loan. How can a family member or executor of the borrower's estate obtain information about the loans, such as the outstanding balance and interest rates? To obtain information about a deceased borrower's student loans, the family member or executor can contact the loan servicer. They'll need to provide the necessary documentation, including the death certificate. The servicer can then provide details about the account.